Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
But look around you, your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for Joy by Tiffany Tibalt, read by Leah Martin. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 8:10. God has created us to enjoy our life, to find pleasure in the things that we're interested in. For me, joy is found not only in the big moments of my life, like weddings, births, celebrations, but it's also found in the small moments, like sitting on a sandy beach, listening to the crash of the waves, or seeing my baby smile at me each morning when I used to get her from her crib. The reality is that those big and small moments are fleeting blips of time in my life. But my babies, they're all grown, and I now live far from the beach. The memory of these situations still brings me joy when I think about them. Even though God's created us to crave joy in our lives, our days are mostly filled with things that can steal our joy. We focus on things that have to be done, projects to complete, issues to be addressed, relationships to be worked on, and communication to be improved. There doesn't seem to be many moments of pure joy throughout any of it. When we're faced with those difficult things in life that rob us of our joy, it can be a challenge to see beyond the circumstances. However, it's during these very hard moments that we must learn to lean into the Lord to remind ourselves of the promises He gives us in the Bible. This verse tells us that our strength comes from the joy of the Lord. And what is the joy of the Lord? The joy of the Lord is found when we deliberately spend time getting to know who God is. When we learn to rely on the promises of Scripture to guide our thoughts and emotions. And when we walk in close fellowship with God throughout the day. So how can we stay in the joy of the Lord all day long, regardless of our circumstances? Here are a few things that we can be intentional about. We can spend time daily reading the Bible. We can meditate or remember all the things that God is doing in our life. We must continue to pray without ceasing. And we must begin to view each situation as believing that God is at work in our hearts and lives. As we begin to focus more on the Lord by starting each day with time in the Bible and in prayer, things in our life will begin to change. Our thoughts, emotions, and plans will begin to be viewed through the filter of God being at work in all of the hard situations. our faith will become stronger as our trust in the Lord grows deeper. As the days go by, we'll begin to view every challenge and every situation with more trust, more strength, and even with joy in the midst of all that's hard in our lives. We'll know that God is with us through every single moment, and we'll begin to have real, deep joy as we realize how much that God has control of every situation, how very much He is working all things together for good, Romans 8:28. Because we love and trust Him to be God in our lives. So as you go into your hard things today, pray over each of your circumstances and each person in your lives, and then hand it all over to the Lord. Believe the promise that finding your joy in the Lord will give you all the strength you need to walk through every situation that you face today. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I can do nothing without You. When my strength falters, I will look to You, Lord. You are my strength in every single situation that I'm going through. I cling to the promises that You've given me through the words found in the Bible. Lord, I cry out to You through the hardness of my situations. You are my hope. You are my peace. I find my joy in You. Help me to allow the truth of these realities to fill every part of my mind and heart. In Your name I pray, Jesus. Amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.